B-Pod Studios.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you could have a superpower, what would that one superpower be?
Man, this is like a time machine.
Being invisible.
Is this time machine count?
Let's do it. We could build a time machine right here.
If I could just be like, I want to be in Florida right now, and then, boom, I'm in Florida.
That'd be more like a transporter.
Is that a superpower?
Rap garments, no joke on the lyric, sorry to be modest. I knew I was the man with the master plan to make it wiggle and jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing and to the bring structure.
Don't sleep on the edge.
You see, Rich, you are needed in the studio, man. You are missing the show of all shows today, man.
Dude, there's a little Night at the Roxbury going on here.
I'm glad. I'm just saying.
I got
that's
three.
All right.
All right. It's 98.5 Sports on Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv.
It's worth the price of admission. Yeah. There's a time where I get my head bobbing and I get nailed for it. Fred has been in a different world today.
If we wanted to go into EPMD, we could talk about the whole Jane saga about the girl Jane who had a haircut like Anita Baker, who they had sex with, and then she said that they weren't good at sex. And then they were hanging out at Paris's house, and Paris was hanging out with his friend, and then it turned out that the friend was a female Jane, and he ended up having sex with Jane. There is on the series of albums, Strictly Business, Unfinished Business, all these things. The story of Jane.
That was EPMD?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. My friend Jason Daniel Levitz and I went through that. During the break, it was a long break with the headlines and John going on and on. So what I did is I looked on Twitter, and it's funny because I knew I'd get this. A Patriot fan going, oh, yeah, we get it, Fred. You hate the Patriots. This is the thing. And this is the critical mass that we've reached. Now, did I hate the Patriots during Deflategate? You bet your ass I hated the Patriots during Deflategate. It was the most. Now, we profited from it and made money from it, but it was awful. It was awful. And I've been very clear about that. I hated it. I hated it. Physics and whining every day, the whining and blah, 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 this guy.
How much of that was
us.
The Patriots' fault, and how much of that was just the whole crap situation?
It was the Patriots fans' fault, 99.9%.
Oh, fans'
of it.
Fault. Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Now that I understand. Like I thought you were
saying the fans were
the
awful.
Patriots, the team.
Oh, it's all okay. No,
yeah.
No. The Crafts have been nice to me. Jonathan Kraft reached out when I was.
Also,
going
I think
to
that it was
rehab.
One of those things where they had to stick up for themselves as well too.
I don't need you defending them. I'm not.
No, you said the Patriots. I don't want to clarify. It's the fans.
No, everything around the Patriots, the fans, the team, everything pissed me off. It was awful. The people, did Michael Hurley became a pariah?
Oh, he was hysterical, dude. Come on.
It wasn't funny anymore. Gets old. And as I keep burning jokes into the ground day after day, I can tell you from experience.
It went on way too long. But for a month, Hurley was the best because everything was a conspiracy with Hurley.
Yeah, but it just sucked. It just sucked. I hated it. It was everything wrong with sports.
Well, I remember you and I made a decision. We're like, I'm not talking about this anymore until actual real news breaks regarding it. And you and I, and it actually worked. Like, we were like, I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sure everyone's sick of it. And we would only discuss Deflategate when real news broke.
That was
one of the smartest things we did.
For sanity, I would have been in rehab a lot sooner if we would have continued down that road. But there was two points. One was good, is that the team did lose picks for Deflategate, and that doesn't help. But the other one was, Fred, you hate the Patriots, and here we go. Here we go. And it's a young man. And it's a man who has been a grown man, but it's a man who has been sucking at the teat of success for far too long. This is a team that you're not saying you hate the Patriots when you say they would be idiotic to trade future assets that would be under their control, young talent, for a veteran on a team that's not going anywhere. So that's not hating the Patriots. That's reality. This team doesn't have Tom Brady. This team isn't a team that's going to go into the playoffs and pull off some miraculous sweep of all these teams that are at a position that you're not at right now. You're not. And this is the future. The team drafted poorly. The team is not an elite team in the AFC. There is no reason to add. Right now, you should be thinking about ridding yourself of veteran players in order to acquire players that you'll have to control over.
The only thing I'll say, Fred, is that you're about two games too early to say that. And but I'm leaning towards what you're saying.
Well, then you're on the moon too.
The reason is that
you don't have a football team you followed for your entire life that's been through this. The Patriots are your team,
but your position is
almost like someone coming in. Because you've experienced, because the Patriots are your favorite team. You've not experienced, and favorite team for a long time. There's nothing wrong with it. It's your 15th season of rooting for them, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you have not experienced being a fan of a team. It's the Red Sox. It's the Red Sox situation right now. This is the situation the Patriots are in. It's reality, a reality that they've been able to ignore for 20 years. And it's not, let's see what happens. No, there's nothing, let's see what happens.
Well, Fred, here's what you have to understand is that you take a look at the first 3 weeks this team played. They look completely different than the last 2 weeks, all right? The last 2 weeks you've seen a Jarrett Stidham, Brian Hoyer cluster F, in which I think if Cam Newton was playing, they would have had a better shot at winning that. That defense was excellent against one of the best offense in the league. I don't know if statistically it still is, but it's top two, top three. And then last week was weird. Everyone was coming back from being sick. I just think you need about two more weeks.
No one was sick.
And I'm leaning towards you, Fred. I'm leaning towards saying, you know what? They need to be sellers. But you got to give them at least one or two more weeks to figure out just who this team is.
I don't want to get into it, but
everyone was sick.
The offensive line
was nobody. You had nobody on that. You didn't recognize people. They're all playing weird positions. Everything was off. On top of that, coming back from not practicing only twice during 2 weeks doesn't make for your best quality product on the field.
Rich, in years past, the Patriots have had a crap defensive secondary face Peyton Manning at his height. The Patriots have had, how many left tackles did they lose one season? They lost four different left tackles, and, Logan Mankins was out there playing left tackle. We were told for years and years and years it's next man up. Regardless of the circumstances, you adapt, you overcome. And you talk about the missing of practice time and how everybody looked uncomfortable. How much practice time did Tennessee miss, and then they went out and beat the crap out of Buffalo?
It's true.
I'm with Fred here, and I've been a Patriots fan longer than both of you guys. I'm telling you, it's over. And I remember what it was like before this whole dynasty started.
You don't have to have some sort of like memory about what a bad team looks like to know.
You've never been a fan of a team rebuilding. You just don't know what it's like.
I've never been a Celtics fan.
It's uneven.
The Patriots is the NFL. Uneven. It's completely different. And this is a team that has been able to overcome all this crap. They're not challenging for anything.
I don't have delusions of grandeur that this team is going to automatically go to the Super Bowl. I don't think that's the case. Matter of fact, their wide receiver, I don't know how you fix that.
By trading for a receiver. You certainly don't fix it by doing that.
No, I agree. I just think before you automatically say they have to sell everything,
I didn't say they
you need about
everything.
Two more games to figure that out.
I didn't say they had to sell everything.
If they suck after two more games, I say get rid of everything.
You don't sell everything. And in fact, I don't think you trade Devin McCourty because you need him. Because you need him in the locker room.
Patriots are sellers and not buyers. That's the only difference.
That's the whole argument.
This year, as opposed to all the other years when they were contending for a title.
And I still think it's about two games too early.
I disagree. I think you can make that call right now.
If you bring in, say you keep Gilmore and you win a playoff game, and then Gilmore wants money and he leaves.
It goes back to what Bert was saying. The standard here is, do you contend for a championship or you do not contend for a championship? This is not a championship team. Baltimore is way better. Kansas City is better. Pittsburgh is better.
Tennessee
is better. That puts you fifth at best. You can't beat two of those teams on the road in the playoffs.
But here's the deal, is that Gilmore actually might make you better dealing him. not only what you get in return, but also that you have to see what you have. You've spent a lot of draft capital on that secondary.
He's got a year left, right, after this?
Right.
And by the way, so hang on. Bert just said that the most you would get right now is a second-round pick. I think you're still getting a second-round pick if you keep him for the season.
Why would, I don't know why you'd keep him for the season. I'd still want to see what I have in terms of the other second.
But the way his contract is structured, where he's going to make a significant reduction in salary next year because they moved his money up, Gilmore's not going to play for $4 or $5 million next year.
They structured his contract so that you can trade him at the end of the season. No, his value would be because you only get the year and a year of an unhappy corner. They'd have to, if you trade for him in the offseason, not only you're not getting him for your playoff
run. You're going to have to pay him immediately.
You're not getting a second-round pick for Gilmore in the offseason.
Sure you will. Yeah,
absolutely
you'll get a second-round pick for that.
That is really not true. He's a cornerback who's past his prime at that point, and you're trading for a guy with 1 year left and a deal that he won't want, and he's not going to be a cornerstone piece. If you trade him at this point, he's a luxury piece for a team who thinks that they can win a Super Bowl. And if you get a dumb team like Arizona who goes, well, I'm going to pair him up and think that they can make a run, let them be the fool.
But it also goes back to why would you keep him at this point? Why would you keep him through the end of the season if you're going to go 9-7, 10-6 and get knocked out in the first or second round of the playoffs?
Well, I mean, because you're going to get the same thing back. I agree with you. If someone offers a first-round pick, by the way, you know, I'll be the first one in line to push him wherever he needs to go.
Regardless,
first round pick.
Regardless,
now we're talking.
No, you're not getting a first or a second for him in the offseason.
But overall, the Patriots have been uneven. They're playing uneven, and we're so used to the standard of excellence that Tom Brady set and Belichick set over these last two decades. We're not used to seeing this, or if we do see this over a two or three week span, we know that they're going to right the ship and win out in November or December like they have every year. The Patriots are now back in the pack of 10 teams that play really, really good some weeks, and then they're off other weeks. And the excuses are not there. You know, other teams are getting by when they've been dealing with COVID. The Patriots didn't. That offensive line was a dumpster fire last week. And they
have the Titans.
I understand.
That's the only team you can compare them to.
But that's the standard of excellence you're trying to match up to, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's not looking good.
They're not looking good. I think you can make this call right now.
The Patriots are not
a team that's going to go win a championship this
year. You have to make
the
call right now.
Why do you have to do it now?
Because the trade deadline's on Tuesday, a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, you've got enough to get two more games in.
Okay, all right.
That's what I said. You need two more games to see.
And then that will change your mind to think that they could contend for a Super Bowl.
If they come back and they end up definitively winning two games in a row, and they come back and they look excellent like they did in the first couple of weeks, yeah, I think you have to consider making a run for that.
If you beat San Francisco and Buffalo back-to-back, that's great. You still might win the division because none of us thought Buffalo was going to run the table and win the division. But it still does not put you ahead of the four teams we just talked about.
And if they emphatically beat Buffalo and if they beat those two teams and they beat them well, like say by double digits, this team's not going to sell.
San Francisco is a shell of what they were before. The secondary is not anywhere close. Don't forget, Richard Sherman's not playing this weekend.
I know, if you don't deal by the deadline, then you are going to be worse than you were. You're going to be worse next year than you were this year.
If they win those two games by double digits, are they going to sell, Fred?
I think they would sell a piece like Gilmore. I think they'd be smart to.
For a second round pick, they would sell?
Yes, I think. Well, that's a great return. Yes.
I don't think they would. I have a feeling that if they win these two games and they win them well, which is tough. As I said, I'm leaning towards thinking that
San Francisco's not a very good team.
Right,
and San Francisco's not a good team. And by the way, good, you beat Buffalo. But beyond that, it would be a fool's errand not to trade right now. And not say decimate the team. You can't do that. You keep what you have. You keep what's under your control. But a guy like Gilmore out the door, play your young guys, see what you got. All right, when we come back, Brady and Gronkowski had to read, and Gronkowski can't. Surprise, surprise. We'll play that for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
We've learned this year that there are going to be situations like that.
Now, back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm on this record. Your own Freddie T is on this record. El Puss. Atlanta's own El Puss. No, 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 no. You're not a tough guy. La, 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 la. You're not a tough guy. Suburban Thuggin. Yep. They were friends of mine. I had them play on the show. I was at a lot of their shows. I was a champion of that band. And it shows where they got them. Got them nowhere. Them and Menomina Good Song, a rap group from Atlanta. I was champions of them, too.
Hmm.
I got them nowhere. So there you go. You put me... Rehab, I was on a record. The band Rehab.
Oh.
Remember Rehab, Rich?
I remember Rehab. What was their...
It don't matter, and I don't care.
Na, 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 na. Yes, I remember those guys.
I was on their record, and they never went anywhere. I don't even know if that album ever got released. Warner Robins' own Rehab. So, there you have it. If you're looking for something to watch, by the way, have you guys seen the Baylor basketball documentary, Disgraced?
No. Is that around the time of the killing?
Yes, yeah. It's all about the killing. And okay. That coach is, he's passing him off some now as a super Christian saved guy.
Oh.
He doesn't know the camera's on sometimes while he's doing the interviews. He's a bad, bad dude. Not nice. A really bad guy. Really, really bad guy. So that is basically an unsolved mystery that they've labeled solved. But if you're in Waco, Texas, don't mess with Baylor because they control the courts. They control everything. So that is a recommendation. That's on Showtime. Disgraced is the name of the documentary.
But you got to watch that Borat thing today.
I didn't get it. But I guess it's on Amazon Prime.
So now I think it's on. If you didn't get it.
I got a big box from Borat.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the movie in it. It just has a mug and tchotchkes.
Okay.
I mean, I like it. I mean, I like Borat. I like the tchotchkes. It's kind of cool, but it doesn't have the movie in it. But I will watch it. I look forward to watching that. I guess Zolak was just in studio. Rich, obviously, you're not here. And he was saying he's not allowed studio. And something about cleaning up after the show. And I'm like, what are you cleaning up? What is there to do after? What is there to do when you come in?
He's not allowed to be in the studio?
While we're in the studio, he said.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, there's a limit.
No, but there's not. I mean, the afternoon show's got three guys in here. When Joe Murray's in here, he's in here. I mean...
I think their thing is just other shows aren't allowed to unless you're doing the crossover. What? That's it.
Yeah. No, it's weird.
Yeah, but what does he have to clean up? What is
Zolak's
there to clean
here.
Up?
Hang on.
Wait, yeah, but what is there to clean? No one's sitting there, even. What is there to wipe up? Big cleaning project.
The same keys you touch. I'm like sit at your board today.
Good. I don't care.
I'm gonna press all the buttons.
Good. I don't care.
I'm gonna lick them.
8 people out of 100,000. Everything shuts down. I'm not worried about you. Okay. 8 people and the standard is if 8 people. Read the Globe. I have it in my hand. If 8 people out of 100,000 in a city. Have coronavirus. Mm-hmm. That's when everything starts to shut down.
A lot of red in the state now.
Well,
a lot of red.
Well, I mean,
that doesn't sound like 4% if you do the math.
Well, no, it's 8 out of 100,000. I'm reading it right now in the Globe. It's 8 out of 100,000.
Yeah. And it says if 8 people out of 100,000 have coronavirus, everything shuts down. That's what
it says. No, they roll back.
It says if you live in a community that has been colored red by the state, the rules are a little different.
Which I am in a community. Actually, no, we just went yellow.
Yeah, no, you're yellow. I saw it this morning. You're down from yellow. Yeah, down from red. You're yellow.
Yeah, if you're in a community, if Nantucket's in the red, why don't you come back to Boston?
Because I could stay away from people here. I live in an apartment building. You have to understand. I mean, it's way different, and you have to be constantly around people there. Here, and by the way, I can't be in the building. I just can't be around people. This is not my decision. It's Mary's doctor's decision. Mm. So here, I can. It's easy to stay away from people. And no one's here.
That's right. I'm in the yellow community as well.
Yeah. Boston is one of 77 cities and towns designated high risk in this week's data, meaning that they had more than 8 cases per 100,000 residents in the past 14 days, the Department of Health reported. There were 63 communities, including Boston, in the red zone in last week's report, up from 40 the week
before. Yeah, I think they were saying yesterday it was 5.7%.
I got news for you. If it's 8 out of 100,000, they're closing everything down, Zolak can come in studio. I'm not overly concerned about it. 8 out of 100,000 people, and then they close.
Don't have to worry about me, baby. I'm negative. Just got tested.
I've been tested 5 times. But I'm not overly concerned. For some reason, I am the one with the anxiety disorder. I have a bad anxiety disorder, which was part of the drinking, which is the main root cause that I'm working on right now. But everyone else is far more anxious than I. It freaked me out. I went local loony when I saw everything shutting down. I went to Crazy Von Krazenstein, but now I am not with the anxiety. Other people have the anxiety, and they lash out. The anxiety causes people to lash out. You can tell when someone is on their last nerve. But for some reason, this doesn't bother me right now. I'm not afraid of getting it. I'm afraid of more of the chronic problems that would come from not being around people. But this is the situation that we're in. And eventually, meaning next break, we will get to these two gentlemen reading. It's a Friday, baby. Everyone's got to get loose. You play all push. You don't want Freddie T to get loose. You got a problem. Because that's going to happen. I got to get loose. And then I got to brag that I was on it. And then I got to brag that I knew Menomina good song. And then I got to, John Mayer. Me and Rich knew John Mayer. But, you know, whatever.
Oh, hey.
Whatevs, you know. He was like, hey.
How'd that work out for him?
He's like, hey, Jessica Simpson, hey. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I'm like, I can't. He's like, she likes you. And then he took her from me. I'm like, I can't. I'm dating a girl. And he's like, all right, dude. I'm like, all right, man. You know, it's just another one of the T's runoffs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's the problem?
Nick's got stuff from the Boston Fire Department. It's like hats. I want them. Just put them. I want them. We'll sit down. Having him explain everything is fascinating.
Seems so like I'm, a good I'm, thing.
Yeah, Boston
big
Fire
fans
Department.
Of Boston Fire Department.
Yeah, they have dropped off cool clothes. Hats
cool.
And everything. So I want them. But, okay. Cool. Say what happened.
They came and they had extra stuff printed and they dropped them off for everybody here.
Okay, but
it's only a few things.
Was it okay, so it wasn't for everyone here. Was it for the show?
No, it was for everybody at the Sports Hub Country, but it's only like a handful of
okay,
stuff.
Okay, but it was for everyone, for all the Beasley stations.
Yes.
It wasn't specifically for us.
Yes. I was told by the person. I can't even hear him, so.
No, he's not saying anything.
I was told
he works on the radio and he doesn't have headphones.
It was for us, and then the guy said it was for everybody at the station, so.
At the station or Beasley?
I can't hear.
I'm very
confused. At the
confused.
Station or Beasley?
Because again, Beasley. He works in radio and he doesn't have headphones.
He said Sports Hub, Country, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, so I brought Nick on to illustrate a point, Rich, and that is that some people struggle and some people don't. So what do we have here?
It's
something else.
That was a waste of my 3 minutes. 4 minutes. I learned nothing.
Good times, euphoria.
I want everything.
Good times, euphoria.
You're being very greedy right now. If it's for everybody
Oh, go screw yourself. You brought it in. You asked me if I want it. I want it.
I mean, they offered the biggest ball pit in the New England.
Oh, my God, Rich. I mean, oh, my God.
I mean, it's like hearing a car start and stop again.
He comes.
I love Nick. Comes, you know, Nick's not like that off the air. It's when he gets on the air, his brain explodes.
No, it was off the air. Obviously, I like Nick. He has a job. Obviously, I like Nick. We like Nick. I mean, but no, he didn't do anything mean. He just came in with this stuff, and he's like, do you want this stuff? And there's like a shirt that would fit my son or daughter, and then there's a stocking cap and a baseball cap. And I said, yes, the Boston Fire Department. Who doesn't like the Boston Fire Department? Be nice. So I said, who do they bring it for us? And then he's...
Yeah, I still don't know who he brought it for.
I don't know. He doesn't know. I said, did they come in a fire truck? I go, did they come in a fire truck? He goes, remember like 3 months ago the fire department were here? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and I'm like, okay.
That was awesome. It was loud, too. It was crazy.
I was in on about 25% of that whole conversation. I think I might be able to explain. Somebody, okay. And it's not a salesperson, Nick, thank you. It was an on-air personality from another radio station, came into the control room while we were, you know, in break and said, there is somebody downstairs, specifically, and it sounded like it was for us. So I asked Nick if he would go down. I said, but I also need an engineer, Rich, to help with some of the issues that you were having. Mm-hmm. And Nick came back up with that stuff. And I think it was, there was a time that our fire alarms were going off at a pretty rapid pace, and they had to respond every single time and come in the building. And they're coming back to just say thank you.
Fans. Okay, so I'm understanding that they're a fan of the show.
Sounds as if they are fans of the Toucher and Rich show on the Sports Hub.
That makes
excellent.
Sense.
Well, we love the fire department.
That's all I need. I mean,
you know what, Nick?
Drive off your car off a cliff right now.
Okay, they brought two hats, two T-shirts, and two other hats for the entire cluster.
Well, Nick, because I am not there, you can have my hat and my shirt. I'm wearing it in spirit. So there you go, Nick.
Okay. All right. So what do we got here?
Okay, so all these teams are trying to do something on social media that make them, you know, hey, oh, funny, relatable retweets. Well, there's a new thing called Tommy and Gronky that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are doing, and whatever about them trying to do that, I understand why. This isn't about them trying to be funny. It's about how this bit goes to a screeching halt for one very obvious reason. This is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski reading mean tweets. We've seen this a million times. Jimmy Kimmel, what beast has he created here? But shall we take a listen? And at what moment does the car...
Why don't you drive off your car off a cliff right now? Do it.
At some point that happens during this little sketch, and I think we can all figure out when that is.
All right, here we go.
Nice T-shirt, Bob.
Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate it. I love your glasses. Look at your shirt. That's awesome.
Man.
Hey, Robbie G, you know, I think you're one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, you're just, you know, you're
thank
so kind to everybody and so sweet.
Oh,
it's hard for me to even imagine how someone could be mean to you.
What do you think about that, Matthew McConaughey, if I may?
See if it's still in there. Oh, that even went on.
This sounds like McConaughey just got out of the Lincoln and starts walking into this room.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because that's what bumper stickers do.
I thought about him all day yesterday.
I did too.
We didn't even get to finish it.
Well, no, we can finish it today. Matthew McConaughey, are you microwaving a cantaloupe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Is there a hole in that cantaloupe, Mr. Mm-hmm. McConaughey? Oh, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to make a fifi? You do. He'd do anything. You could get him in like the right mood, and he'd just be—he'd be up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come on the DA show? I have some shoes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And say mean things.
What? Who's trying to be?
It kind of hurts my feelings. I've actually pulled a few just to kind of see what's out there. And it's mean tweets.
Mean tweets?
Yeah, mean tweets.
Oh, people are so mean on the internet, Tom.
I know.
They're so mean.
Speaking of tweets, have you ever killed a baby bird, Matthew McConaughey?
Mm-hmm.
You have. Just out of... just out... Yes, indeed.
Have you ever sacrificed a calf in the name of Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you say when you... What was your reaction as the calf slowly bled to death in the name of Satan?
I understand. I do. I do indeed.
Is it true, the Mr. Matthew McConaughey, that you have bought a Bare Naked Ladies album recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's the most damning thing that you've said.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
I know, you do, you do.
Mm-hmm.
To our face, they're like, oh, oh, oh.
I just said tickle me so. Matthew McConaughey, look at that dead rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sounds like he's licking his chops.
There's a pie on the window. Are you interested? Okay, I understand.
They're so, on the internet, they're so mean. And in person, they're so sweet. And then that's, I think, what you call trolls, haters, you know, all the above. But you
know, it's a long ass setup. Read the tweets.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, they got to explain what they're doing. All right. So but they're being all like, yeah, loosey goosey.
I know.
McConaughey, are you loosey goosey?
Mm-hmm.
Does amyl nitrate help with that? Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand. Do you ever dress up as Mr. Goodbody and shop at Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I figured. I get it. Did Kennedy...
Did David Lee Roth leave the conversation?
I have a serious... All right, David Lee Roth and Matthew McConaughey ball. Did Kennedy kill Natalie Wood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's...
Did he really, David Lee
Roth? Oh, yeah! Well, both of you are...
Now, what did you say when you saw it?
Oh, my God!
Okay, David Lee...
Now, both of you are incorrigible.
The two of you together. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, all right. Well, David, what do you say to that?
Woo!
All right. Well, David and Matthew, the two of you have gone.
You guys are bananas already, I got to say.
All right. Okay.
I'll tell you all about it.
Really, you will?
Oh. God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did Fred Sanford say, David Lee Roth? When dinner was not ready, when his girlfriend did not have dinner ready, when he came.
Oh, God! Oh, God, I'm running!
Oh, he got out of there. He got out of there quickly.
He goes a very Red Foxian kind of thing in Running with the Devil.
He does, a little bit.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. We continue. This is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
I lost my place.
They are reading tweets. With Matthew McConaughey and David Lee Roth, they're spirit animals listening.
We have fun with it, and we're certainly going to have fun with a few of these.
Yeah, let's do it. This is going to be great.
I just saw one. This is pretty good. Someone said to me, and this wasn't long ago, I hope you have a bad birthday at Tom Brady. Thanks, Box Jelly. I mean, really sweet of you.
Oh, I don't even think that one was mean. You know when someone says, like, I hope you have a bad birthday, meaning, like...
She meant good.
Yeah, like, that's good way. Like, meant. I hope you have a bad birthday, man. Like, I think that's how she was trying to say
maybe
it.
She meant,
when I think of bad meaning good, I do think of the Michael Jackson record. Is it true, Matthew McConaughey and David Lee Roth, that you, at one point, got in a feces-throwing fight with one of the chimps at Neverland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's affirmative. David Lee Roth, you?
Did you fall?
Yes, I'm hot!
Okay, all right. Did he?
Now, Matthew McConaughey, while in this feces throwing fight with the chimp at Neverland Ranch, is it true that Emmanuel Lewis was there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, I just wanted to know if Webster. Now, was Alex Karras paid on the set of Webster?
Oh, yeah!
I know, David, that you had your run-ins with him.
Is it true, David, that one part of the reason that Van Halen broke up is that you were going to play Kawicki on My Two Dads? Right, that got you fired up. You answered before I could even finish the question. Right, I know. That was the one that got away. Right, so you are way too excited about all this. Oh, Kanye, listen, you two need to sit back. We need to hear.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
And I don't know what you want from me. You keep interrupting me, you two. You two are nuts. My God. I'm just trying to listen to these tweets. Okay. Do you guys have Twitter? Oh, can you read? Okay, all right.
I'll tell you all about it.
All right, well, you do. All right. Okay, here we are.
I hope you have a badass birthday. Yeah. Like a killer birthday. Exactly. Really cool.
She's a Bucks fan.
Yeah, she's got to be.
Bucks jelly. All right, here we go. My turn.
What they say
that one wasn't even mean.
That was sweet.
We turned that one around.
This should be called nice tweets.
Daniel.
Okay, so here is Rob Gronkowski. He has been presented a tweet in front of him. And now the print is in front of him, and he is to read this. All right, so here is Rob Gronkowski reading a tweet.
Daniel Stahl at How High. Man, he runs heavy. Looks like he's carrying 1,000 pounds of weight when he runs.
Does the University of Arizona have some questions to answer? David Lee Roth and Matthew McConaughey.
Class dismissed!
It is. It was
right.
It apparently was for Rob Gronkowski.
What do you think about that reading there, David Lee Roth?
Whoa! Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, if you're a professor who claimed to have Rob Gronkowski in one of your classes at University of Arizona, what do you say?
Well, he says,
oh my God!
Yeah, you've been caught. You would think that you, 2 years at the university, two or 3 years at the university, you would think that you would at least learn to read.
Oh, yeah!
I mean, maybe he was hot for teacher. Who knows? This is not a man who knows how to read. I can tell you that much.
At How High. Man, he runs heavy. Looks like he's carrying 1,000 pounds of weight when he runs. The dude is huge. His catching ability is crazy. That tip ball he caught plus keeping his feet in, that's insane. So he went on making fun of me, and then he used to...
Okay, that didn't make sense. David Lee Roth, was it difficult for... Or Matthew McConaughey, was it difficult for Rob Gronkowski to finish One Fish, Two Fish? Whoa, the whole band chimed in.
Eddie Van Halen from the grave. That's right, what do you say to those guys? That's right, the whole band was there.
Has Eddie Van Halen come back from the dead to talk to us?
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, you please do. I would like to know how that happens. All right, let's break. And then when we come back, we can do what we have to do. Is that okay, guys? Can we break?
To that?
Let's, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that he probably could if he's at a...
I don't know what that means. What did you... I can ask David Lee Roth a question. Because I think it answers itself. Matthew McConaughey and David Lee Roth, have you taken... Is the melon done that you put in the microwave? Well, the other one, too, would work in that case. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the oof, oof. All right. The two of you are up to no good. Hey, guys, I just found some fireworks.
Class dismissed!
All right, well, I like that. We can do that. All right, we will. I'll tell you what, I have two frogs and three M80s. You guys in?
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
That's not committal. You are totally not committal. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys want to build a fort?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We'll have a secret guys club? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right, good. All right, very good. All right, do you guys have cooties? All right, you're playing coy with me.
Speaking of little guitar tickles.
All right, well, that didn't even make sense, Matthew McConaughey. I don't even think you're paying attention. Okay, all right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.